Ksuvis, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Beis. Nises, if this girl that her stepfather promised to give her mizonos for 5 years, she went and got married. Habal noisin lo mizonos, vehein noisin lo dmei mizonos. The new husband still has to give her mizonos, and they would now give her the money for mizonos. Taisenta brings Taisus that says that one may think that the new husband does not have to give her mizonos, because it's almost like there's a condition that he doesn't have to, because he already knows when he marries her that there are other people that are giving her mizonos. Like he's getting a good deal marrying this lady. Nevertheless, he still has to give her mizonos, and they're also not off the hook, even though she's married, like we've said. They have to give her the money of mizonos. Mesu, if her stepfathers passed away, benosehen, so her stepsisters, her stepfather's daughters, nizonos minichosim b'nei chorin, they collect mizonos only from b'nei chorin. Money, things like that, not from land. They can't go to the lekuchos that their dead father sold land to and collect land from them. Even though, really, technically, they should be able to, the reason is, like the Rab brings, because of Tikkun Olam, the world can't really function like this because nobody's ever going to buy land from people if they know that in the future, the children will come and collect mizonos from that land. Because mizonos, it's not like a chov or a different type of lien. Mizonos is an ongoing thing that really has no real shear, and there's no way to assess how much they would have to give and how long they would have to give. So nobody would ever go buy land from anybody because of concern that if this person ever died, that the children would keep collecting from it. So because of that, the children are only able to collect from B'nai Chorin. V'hi nizones min chasim mishubadim. But this girl is different because this is a separate transaction. And like we said in the previous Mishnah, where there were Edim, there was a Shtar, there's a Maisa Kinyan here, and everybody knows exactly what they're getting into. So therefore, she's allowed to go and take Karka from the Lekuchos. Mipnei shehi kibalas chov, because she's like a balas chov. Tazyantav brings, it's not a balas chov mamish, because a real bal chov, if she ever died, her inheritors can go and collect from that land too. And that's not the case, because her stepfather just promised her specifically. But she can go and collect from Mishubadim, because she has the shtar mizonos. Hapikchin haya kosvim, the wise ones, or the smart, haya kosvim, they would write, Amanasha ozen es biteich chameshonim kozman sha'ati mi. If they would ever stipulate when they got married to a woman that had children, they would stipulate that it was on condition that her daughters would get sustenance for 5 years, as long as her mother was living with him. In other words, like the Rab points out, if he or his wife died, nobody would be mukhuyiv to give this girl mizonos from his side. Also, if he even divorced her, he doesn't have to give her mizonos anymore. Not like the previous cases in the Mishnayos. So that's the way he gets himself off the hook. As long as he stipulates when he gets married that the 5 years is only when they're together, then you don't have to worry about any of these cases, and he's off the hook.